With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. More than 68,000 jobs were added statewide in May, and Colorado's unemployment decreased by 2%. That's according to new numbers from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. Locally, Pickens County's unemployment rate fell from 23% to 20% in May. Both Garfield and Eagle County's rates dropped by just over 3%. The leisure and hospitality industry, which includes restaurants and bars, saw the highest number of job gains in May, with just under 30,000 new positions statewide. The Roaring Fork School District welcomes back student athletes for practices today as part of its first phase of reintroducing summer sports. Practices will be held outdoors. Athletes will work out in pods with the same 5 to 10 students every practice while keeping 6 feet of distance at all times. Before every practice, symptoms will be evaluated and students and coaches are required to wear masks when not running or swimming. The second phase, beginning July 16th, allows indoor practices. The last phase, allowing group sizes of up to 50 students both indoors and outdoors, will start August 1st. District officials say all workouts are voluntary. On Wednesday, the Aspen Chapel Gallery launches its exhibition, Art from the Heart, which benefits local artists and organizations helping in the Roaring Fork Valley's COVID-19 response. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The Aspen Chapel Gallery's co-director Tom Ward says the impetus behind the exhibition, Art from the Heart, was simple.
Let's try to get some money into the hands of the artists in the valley.
Any artist in the Roaring Fork Valley could submit work in any medium. Artwork can be purchased right off the wall. Proceeds from sales also benefit Aspen Family Connections, which has been distributing food during the pandemic. Kirsten Dobrath, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
State lawmakers are getting their first positive piece of financial news since the coronavirus pandemic began. On Friday, economists said the state is expected to end the current fiscal year with $320 million more dollars than originally thought. They also upgraded the revenue forecast for next fiscal year. The change comes after the economic outlook in the state is improving after businesses began to reopen. The better forecast also takes into account drastic actions lawmakers took to balance the budget, including passing a bill to end an estimated $180 million worth of tax breaks. But economists warn the forecast could get worse if coronavirus cases increase again. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.